And I wanted to hear about, I understand there seems to be a mode of transportation called teleportation.
Yes. And in fact, we believe your own scientists are beginning to get a handle on that. I believe recently your own scientists actually teleport a molecule.
I understand that the human brain, I don't know if it's the brain, but we're actually able to teleport ourselves.
Well, of course. You all innately have that ability. All beings do. And it's just a matter of understanding a few ideas. But you can also, shall we say, make it technologically. You can, in other words, give yourself a technological excuse for letting yourselves teleport. You understand?
Yes.
So, in that sense, it's sort of like a crutch. But, yes, of course, beings do it all the time, really, and they may not always be aware of it. It's the same thing we do with our ships as well. So in that sense, we allow our technology to be more reflective of the idea. And this is really the principle, at least as we understand it, that teleportation is based on. Are you paying attention?
Yes.
All right. Are you paying attention?
Absolutely.
All right. Now, do you have a small object, a pen, a penny, anything like that? Well, I mean, just all of you. You can keep it. I don't need it. But just take it out and perhaps hold it in one hand or put it on the floor or put it on your leg. Doesn't matter. As long as it is there and you can see it on one of your legs, in one of your hands, on the floor, in one position, however you wish to do it, whatever it is, doesn't matter. Are you doing this?
Yes.
All right. What object are you using?
I have a quarter.
A quarter. All right. Now, understand that that quarter has a certain vibrational signature. You follow me?
Yes.
All right. That signature is what makes it what you perceive to be a quarter. That equation, that energy equation, vibrational signature equation, in your understanding of consciousness, allows you to perceive that concept as a quarter. Make sense?
Yes.
Now, take that quarter, or whatever object you are all using, and put it in the other hand. Have you done this?
Yes.
All right, now, I want to explain something to you. That's a different quarter. It's not the same quarter. Because it now has a different vibrational signature. Why? Because it's in a different location. And here's the key. Remember, first of all, that continuity is an illusion that you create with consciousness. You are creating the illusion of continuity that says it's the same quarter. It's the same quarter that was here, and now it's the same quarter, but it's over here. That phrase, but it's over here, contains a lot of interesting information. Because what it actually means is this. An object does not exist in a location. Location is one of the properties of the object. The equation of the quarter in one hand is not the same as the equation of the quarter in the other hand. The variable in the equation that has changed is the locational one. It's a different equation, and thus a different quarter. But continuity is created with consciousness between them. Now, teleportation is this idea, and this is how we have applied it to our spacecraft. And in a sense, this is how beings use it who do it naturally. When you understand that location is a variable of the equation of the property of the object, if you are capable of figuring out some way to change that locational variable to represent the signature of another location, by definition, the object must cease being in location A and must suddenly start being in location B because you've changed its equation without traveling in between. Does that make sense?
Yes.
The idea is that any point in space has a locational equation to it. And if you say, well, all right, I'm going to change the locational variable gradually, from point to point to point and create a sense of continuity, an illusion of continuity, then what you get is this kind of motion where you can see some kind of intervening occupancy of the object through a series of different locational spaces, going from here to here. And you say, well, it traveled, but it's actually teleporting from here to 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 here. Now, if you understand that you just simply need the vibration of location A and the vibration of location Z, and you don't need all the ones in the middle, then you can simply have an object with vibrational location A, impose upon it somehow the vibrational location of Z, and it will simply stop being here and start being here without going through all of the middle points. Make sense?
Yes, thank you.
Does that help?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, when contact occurs, one of the things we talked about before in terms of the energy of our civilization overwhelming the energy of an individual from your civilization, this would also be one of the side effects, because as we are more connected to many different kinds of dimensions of our consciousness, then all of those so-called imposed barriers of location also break down within our consciousness. Barriers of time, barriers of space. All those ideas of barriers no longer exist. So, to add to the idea that our presence, exposure to our presence, would not only bring up issues you're not necessarily willing to face into your mind consciously, it would also begin to break down the barriers of time and space for you. And again, that must be done at a pace you are ready to handle, so that you don't just simply pop out of your existence and not come back. Continue.